Well, it's you start with a letter point. It's a language, because everybody speaks the same language, and that's science. Yeah, that's the main point. There is competition, yes, but it's also cooperation. And science is based on both, on competition and cooperation. There is no contradiction between the two. You can compete and cooperate at the same time. Competition assures to some extent the credibility. You need to do also cross-checks. And the cooperation makes better use of resources. And to my mind at least, science without competition is not an interesting science. Because then you are alone. So why are you doing it? But then you have the goal. Everybody works to the same goal, wanting to understand nature, to decipher, in our case, the microcosm. So there's one goal, and that's driven by curiosity. But you can reach the goal on different paths. What's the best way? And there you have to align now the interests. You have to have then an open mind, open discussions. Important is based on facts and evidence, but also on feasibility and on the challenges. Transparency in the decision process, because this gives then the possibility to buy into the decision. And you have to reduce the emotional part. Of course you can be emotional. I think I am slightly emotional sometimes. However, you have to listen to arguments. Listening is the point. Understanding what the other one says, not interpreting, but understanding what the other one says. Okay, sometimes it needs a gentle steer, but okay. I think that's the main thing. Then you can work together. You have a common goal, a common language. You have very, very different experiences. You bring these experiences together, and you, after maybe sometimes after years, you come to a one path which you go along. Could be the wrong one, but usually it's the right one because you have so many different opinions brought into one direction. I think that's it's easy. If you want to do it, it's easy.